Sportsnet 650.
Travis Green on the podium right now.
What can you tell us about Brock and his status for tonight?
Just not ready to go. It's just still, it's a foot contusion, and it's in a spot where we just got to wait it out. I don't expect it to be more than a day or two. Might play Wednesday. I would anticipate he'd play for sure on the weekend.
He's out today.
Tonight he's out, yeah.
Will Rodin play for him?
No, Magnin will.
What kind of report has Trent Cull given you on Jason's play? I know he hasn't scored, but...
They haven't played a lot down there. And, you know, with the veteran rule, they've rotated guys in and out. I think even Rodin's played 3 games only. But, you know, I know what Magda can bring with his speed. And that was a decision we made to bring him in. I think his speed will help us, especially this week when we're playing with the teams we're playing.
So will you go with the way you practice? Like, will Sam play on that line then with Horvat?
I'm not sure yet. We'll decide this afternoon.
Has Gagne been more noticeable than...
Yeah, I think he has been lately. I think that all four of our lines have played well. There's no denying that. They've all had times and games that they've all played well.
Travis, did you have a conversation with Brandon Sutter at the start of the year, what his role would be on this team? And could you describe that? I know you're probably not one big for labels, but he seems to have fallen into that shutdown role, draw the other team stop center.
Yeah,
he
we did.
He seems to be doing well.
Yeah, we talked about it, you know, before the... Even in the summer, early in the summer, when I took the job, talked to every player about how they looked at themselves, how I looked at them as players individually. And I think Suts and I both agreed that he's best when he's in that kind of a role. And I think they've done a good job of it to date.
Dallas is...
Sorry, do you see it changing at all? Is that the way it's going to shape up for
When we say shutdown role, I still... That doesn't mean you're just out there killing penalties while you're playing 5-on-5. It means you're trying to make the other team play in their own zone, deny scoring chances, and create chances as well. He's a guy that can score in the league. Their line has been contributing, and he's a part of that. So, you know, just because you're in a matchup role doesn't mean that you're not trying to score yourself. It means good hockey is going to create chances and hopefully deny the other team's top guys, which is a tall order to ask. It's not an easy job.
Knowing how good Dallas's special teams have been lately, how high a priority is to play 5-on-5 tonight?
Well, we're going to have to be disciplined. And, you know, there's no games that there's no penalties. So our special teams are going to have to be good. Our penalty kill has to be ready to go. And our power, they've got real good special teams at both ends. So... special teams will be a big part of the game tonight for us.
This last run with the road trip in the last game, you know, in your mind, if you could put it on one thing your team has been doing particularly well, what would it be?
I think they've been pretty committed in our team game. You know, sticking with it even when things aren't going well. You know, there were times in the Ottawa game, for example, that was a good example where we didn't have a great first period. We talked about making a few adjustments after the second. The team stuck with it. I thought they started playing a quicker game and got the win. Even the Minnesota game, it was, you know, that was a hard game to play. A good team that plays a real structured game, you have to be committed to playing a 60-minute game. And we've talked about that. We have to find ways to be harder to play against, and I thought they did that on the road.
I know that for the last couple of years at the end of the season, Trevor had talked about trying to transition the Sedins into second-line, third-line roles. I know a lot's been made about their minutes. I know the feeling has been that it's hard to transition them when you might not have that next first-line ready to step into that role. Did you view it that way when you came in, or did you not look at it in terms of who you had, just giving opportunities?
I'm not looking at saying, hey, you have to play this many minutes. We talked to them. I talked to both of them in the summer about their game, where they were at last year, where I expected them this year. We touched on minutes as far as them being 20-minute players. It's not just them. It's rare that you'll see a forward play 20 minutes with me. And, you know, I've said this quite a few times, that I don't go into games saying, worrying about how much ice time the Twins are going to get. I treat them like any other line. They've had games where they've played 12, 14, 15, 17, and that'll continue that way. I like where their game's at. I think their line has played well. We put Jake on that line a few games ago now, and they've played well. I'm happy with where it's going.
I guess my point is it's less about their minutes as opposed to having other guys that can play in higher roles. I mean, did you come into the process feeling that you had those guys ready to go?
Again, like, I think we get caught up in these other lines, higher roles. I've talked about it. I look at our team like we're a four-line team. There's nights where, you know, there's no reason why Burmistrov's line can't be our best line some nights. Sutter's line, Horvat's line, Hank's line. And based on the game, based on who we're playing, based on how people are playing, will dictate how much they're playing.
Travis, how do you assess how much offensive contribution you've got from your defense so far? You just got two goals. They're both from Tanev, but with Edler out and Stetcher out, Obviously those are both. But are you happy with what you've got, and are the defensemen playing the system?
I like the way our D are playing. I like the way they're, you know, they might not be scoring. It's tough to score in this league as a defenseman. You've got to have an exceptional shot if you want to score. Having those high-end goal-scoring defensemen are hard to find. But I like how they're pushing the pace from the back end. I like how they're getting pucks up and joining the rush and being active. We've talked about that with our D, and we're not putting pressure on them to score goals. You can create offense from the back end and not score goals, but it can help push the pace in your game and make your game quicker. And I think they've done a good job of that.
What did you see in Magnus' game toward the end of the preseason? You referenced that Edmonton game.
Yeah, it was actually the Calgary game.
What did you see that could, where he could help you? I know he's got decent speed, but where do you see that?
Well, he's very responsible. He's a good 200-foot player. I'd like to see him use his shot a little more with his speed. But speed's hard to find, and being smart with it. I thought he had that game. He was good. I watched him play last year. I thought he had some good games last year as well. He's played in the league. He's had quite a few games in the league, and he's responsible, and he's a guy that can come in and play good, sound hockey for us.
Can you help him with PK?
Yes. Okay. That's part of it.
Go back to Jacob tonight?
Yep. Markstrom will be in tonight.
Sportsnet 650.